So this is supposed to be the first of three shiurim on the topic of Rishus Hayachid. We'll see exactly what we cover, what we don't cover. What I want to do today is deal with basic definition and issues of how many walls you need. Do you need walls, and how many walls would you actually need? It is, from a practical perspective, not necessarily the most practical of issues, except for, to a certain extent, the delineation of what is a Rishus Hayachid on a biblical level in terms of numbers of walls, which I think we've probably discussed before, but you've certainly seen written up, the importance of knowing the difference between Daraisa and Darabanan when you're dealing with these issues. So we begin with the basic definition of what a Rishus Hayachid is. A Rishus Hayachid is an area from which one may not carry into a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis, and within which you may carry four Amos, and more than four Amos. One also may not carry from a Rishus Hayachid into a Rishus Hayachid rabbinically without an Eruv Chatzeros, as we will discuss. So we start out with the basic list, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos, which lists the Rishuyos, and it says, Source Aleph, Tan Rabbanan, Arba Rishuyos, the Shabbos, there are four domains, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, Mekam Patur, Ve'ezri Rishus Hayachid. What is a Rishus Hayachid? Charet Shu Amok Asara Barachav Arba, it is a ditch that is 10 tefach deep and 4 wide, we mean 4x4, V'chein Geder Shu Gavo Asara Barachav Arba, as well as a fence that is 10 high and 4 wide, we're going to have to explain that. Zoe Rishus Hayachid Gemura. That's what we call a complete Rishus Hayachid. That's the basic line in the Gemara. So Rashi assumes there that when we say Geder, it means what? You saw this? It means the top of the fence. Right? The top of the fence, meaning that I have a wall that is 10 tefach high and that is actually 4 tefach wide. And therefore, I'm allowed to use the top. In other words, the top of the fence is what is a Rishus Hayachid, leading the Ritva and the Pnei Yoshua to ask. That means that your two examples in the Gemara are not what we usually think of as a Rishus Hayachid. Right? Your first example that you gave is a ditch. And the second example you gave is the top of a fence. How about just talking about an enclosure? Right? So one answer is to say it means even these are a Rishus Hayachid. Besides the obvious, these are also Rishus Hayachid. However, we're going to see the Rambam's formulation. When the Rambam lists the cases of Rishus Hayachid, he does list an enclosure. In the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir Agra, in Arachayim Shin Mem Hei, Beis. Oh, I brought it on your sheet. Take a look. When the Shulchan Aruch writes Ezri Rishus Hayachid, and the first example is Makom Hamukov Mechitzas Gevoas Hazar Tvachim Vishpor Arba Tvachim Al Arba Tvachim Al Yoser, the Shulchan Aruch actually writes a Rishus Hayachid is a place enclosed by these barriers and has within it the 4x4. So the Bir Agra says in Gimel Pashut Bekamikomos is obvious in many places V'ikar Bebrais Hashem Geder. That's what Geder meant. Geder did not mean the top of the fence. It meant the space enclosed by the fence. Delok Kavirish Rashi, not as Rashi says there. And indeed, there is support for this in the addition in the Shiltos. If you take a look at Source Dalet, it says, Ezo Rishus Hayachid. What is Rishus Hayachid? Charit Shamok Asar Tfachim Verochav Arba Tfachim. Good, check. That's the ditch case. V'chein HaTel Shagavah Asar Verochav Arba, as well as a tail, a mound, which is 10 high and 4 wide. And when we talk about a mound, it's not like a fence. A fence means it's enclosing something, and yet we're talking about the top of the wall. The tail is the surface that's being set aside from everything else, and therefore it's more like the case of the enclosure. You saw me, are you clear?
How is it more like the case of the enclosure? It is the case of the top of the wall.
Because it's not talking about the enclosing entity being that on which you are carrying. In other words, when I think of a fence, I don't think of a fence as its own rishus. I think of it as a fence as something that is enabling another rishus to exist. It's enabling the area inside of it. And it's a novelty to me. Perhaps it's a little bit of a function of the way we make our walls. But I think it's always been a novelty, the idea that you're going to use the top of a wall. You know, we need to make the point with Rachav, let's say, in Yericho, that she is on the wall and that her house is... I don't think this was ever a standard thing. Like, we build walls planning to use the top of the wall.
I mean, we were thinking about it when we were learning this, like the idea of the Great Wall of China. Like, there's a full big walking area.
Right.
But
you built the Great Wall of China to protect China, not in order to have a place to sunbathe.
The gross thing that when the Raisa there says a Rechav Arba, that means the Chlal, not the wall itself, but what's being
enclosed. Yeah.
At least 4x4.
You're saying that what?
That the wall, you don't, he can't possibly say that the wall to enclose a Rishusi Yad has to be 4x5.
Right. To be chained. Correct. No, you're right. The wording, if we take this read of the Braisa, that is problematic. Barach of Arba is talking about the area inside of the wall, and that doesn't really sound like it because Govo Asar, right before it was talking, was modifying get there. So in Echanami, you're right. I mean, Rashi has good reason for rendering us the way he does.
The Tell's case in the Shield Tot, though, looks a lot more like, I don't know, the way I'm reading it, looks like he's talking about standing on top.
It is, but a tail doesn't enclose something. The tail is the Rishus.
Right.
It's not a function of another space.
That sounds like the wall.
But the difference, our problem with the wall is not, gee, who uses the top of a fence. The problem with the wall is that we usually define a wall as serving another space. It's, the wall is there only to enable the space inside of it to exist in the way that we want it to exist.
That's fine, but the shield top seems to be defining Rashi's.
No, because the tail does not exist for the sake of another Rishus. The tail is its own Rishus.
Which is how Rashi explains
the wall. The wall is
but a wall, by definition, is there to serve the space inside of it. When we talk about Hukaf Ladira, you'll be in big trouble if you don't follow that. The wall exists for the sake of the space it encloses. A tail, like the space that's inside, exists as its own entity.
So maybe Rashi's understanding the definition of a wall is something different.
I don't think so. I think Rashi's just dealing with the wording of the Gemara. Really, this isn't a question on Rashi. It's a question on our Gemara. Why does our Gemara do this? It's fundamentally our Gemara versus the Shildos,
right,
in terms of the additions. All right. It's a side note. I just find it an interesting side note. The Rambam is already familiar to us. We've seen it before in Halacha Hey. He said in Halacha Hey, number Hey, it's Shabbos Perek Yudal Halacha Aleph. What is Rishus HaYachid? So he gives us the tail that we see in the Shildos, right? The mound that is 10 high, 4 wide, or more. He gives us the ditch, the Haritz as well. And then he says, and by the way, also a place that is surrounded by 4 walls that are 10 high and 4 wide or more. And then he goes into the issue of Hukuf Ladira and so on and so forth. And then he closes up with the Chatzir Dir Basahar Shukuf Ladira, these various yards. And Hukuf Ladira I expect to discuss in the third of the three Rishus HaYachid Shiurim, God willing. On this, this issue of saying that the space has to be enclosed by 4 walls that are 10, whatever, and the space has to be 4x4 wide, in a moment we're going to come back to this. Actually, not in a moment. Sorry, next week we're going to come back to this topic of what exactly we mean when we say 4x4 wide, because it's not really 4x4 necessarily. So that's something we have to talk about. We'll come back to this, God willing, next week. Also, you mentioned streets that are walled in on 3 sides that have a lechi at the 4th side. If you take a look as he goes down here, where did I see it? Oh, yes. He says, still an aleph. He says, if you have a street that has 3 walls, and then there's a lechi post at the 4th wall, that's also going to count as Rishus HaYachid, so we're going to have to discuss that momentarily. And then he has the large space that's Hukuf Ladira, or not Hukuf Ladira. Next, he goes into the tops in Beis, the tops of Kalim. He says, Afilu Kalim, even a kli, and a kli does not necessarily mean a jug. As he writes, Gon Sfina, a boat. That's a large kli. O Migdal, shel eitz, as well as a wood cabinet, as well as a kaveris, the classic cylinder hive, the kayotze, and things like that. And Yeshpan arba, begova, asara, o yeser, alze, if they enclose within them, if they include within them, and he has to say within them because of the kaveris discussion in the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Vav, about how you measure a round kli, but if they include within them a 4x4 that is 10 high or more, harein rishus hayachid gemura, they are full blown rishus hayachid. So that's the tops discussion that we had there. It's Shabbos Daf Ches. It is Erevin Lamadal and Abadalef. It is Shabbos Tzadites Mudbeis. And then last, he talks about Chorei Rishus Hayachid, which I want to get to in the second shir, but we'll mention it here because the Rambam has it in Halacha Gemal. Ovei Aksalim Shal Rishus Hayachid Ki Rishus Hayachid. The width of a wall that is a Rishus Hayachid counts as a Rishus Hayachid itself. La'acher Mosem Achitza La'atzma L'kol Shekein. After all, it counts as a barrier for others in the sense that it turns the space enclosed by it into a Rishus Hayachid. So it itself is a Rishus Hayachid as well. Avir Rishus Hayachid, Kirishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid, Avira, Kirishus Hayachid, Ad Larakia. The airspace of a Rishus Hayachid is a Rishus Hayachid going all the way up to the heavens. And we're going to discuss that soon, God willing. Aval Avir Rishus Arabim, Eino Kirishus Arabim, Elad Asar Tfachim, Lamame Asar, Avir Rishus Arabim, Makom Petur, who Rishus Arabim only goes up to 10 Tefach. Higher than that is what's called a Makom Petur. Good. And this is all straightforward. You've seen this before. The idea of the walls themselves counting is what introduces us to the topic of Chorei Rishus Hayachid from Shabbos Zayin on the base. The idea that when you have a hole inside the wall that opens into the Rishus Hayachid, it counts as part of the Rishus Hayachid. But there's more to discuss on Chorei Rishus Hayachid, as I said. Okay, that's just Rambam's basic definition. So the question now I want to ask is, do we really need walls at all in order to define a Rishus Hayachid? And there's a nice presentation that I used in developing this by Michal Zilberman, now known for being at the RCA's based in. Specifically, he deals in...
He does
Geirus. He does Geirus, right? He's involved in Geirus and the GPS, right?
Yes. Yeah. And he also does Gittin.
He does Gittin also. Yeah. Okay. So the so he has a nice write-up in Kol Tzvi, Volume 7, Tavshin Samachay. Basically, you have two options, right? Option number one in defining Rishus Hayachid is we need walls as the enclosure of the inner area. The other option is we need something that sets the inside off from the outside. It isn't so much that it encloses the inner area as that it sets the inside off from the outside. The difference between the two is the case, let's say, of a tail, where it is 10 tefach high, and now you want to use the space that is 10 tefach off the ground that's on the tail, right? So it doesn't have any walls. However, it is set off from the Rishus HaRabim in which it sits, and therefore it counts as a Rishus HaYachid. So the question is there a need for walls? Why does tail work? Does tail work because we're going to pretend that the sides of the tail ascend all the way up? We're going to invoke a good asik idea? Or does tail work because it is 10 tefach away from everything else? So Rashi seems to say fairly clearly that he wants walls for it to be a true Rishus Hayachid, and two sources demonstrate this this need. One is Erevin Tzadi Bezim et Aleph, source Vav. Mishnah says, Gadol Samuch LeKatan. This is dealing with an Erev Chatzeros discussion, but it's germane for us. You have a Gad Gadol Samuch LeKatan. You have a large roof that is juxtaposed with a small roof. Hagadol Mutur VaKatan Aser. So you're allowed to carry on the large roof. You're not allowed to carry on the small roof, the concern being about potentially carrying it to the larger space. And, well, we'll go. We'll see where this goes. If a large yard is broken into a small yard, so again, you're allowed to carry in the large one, you're not allowed to carry in the small one, because the small one is viewed as the entrance to the large one. So the Gemara asks, why couldn't you just mention the roof or mention the yard? Why do I need to mention both? So Rav says that roof is mentioned like yard, meaning there's something I'm supposed to learn from the yard that will apply to the roof as well. Ma chatzer minkura mechitzta, when you're dealing with the yard, you can tell the walls, because there are walls all around it. Af gagnami minkura mechitzta, so too the roof has to have visible walls. Which leads us to the point that we'll see later on, that if you have an overhang that goes over the walls, so you can't tell that there are walls there, you're going to have a problem with saying, well, let's pretend these walls extend. You need visible walls, the Gemara says. So Rashi on that, in Sor Zayin, Af Gag, he says, Nihi nami desharinam lebemechitzos achtanos mishum gurasik. Granted that we're willing to say that the roof is indeed considered to be its own Rishus Hayachid because of gurasik, miu, the extension of the walls upward, miu mechitzos nikaros ba'ina, but you require that the walls be visible. Here you go. Shalo yehei gag boleit chutzalahem. You can't have the roof extending out over them. Dilo minkar. Because if they're not, then if you can't identify the walls, then it's not called, then we will not invoke Gudasik. So Rashi says explicitly that he wants walls. Even though, even without the walls, it's still 10 tefach above the ground, right? That's not good enough to satisfy Rashi. Also, Shabbos Davav Amud Beis. Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph had said, Rosh Hashanah Gemura is, as we know, the ditch, Tent HaFachdib, the wall, which Rashi takes as the top of the wall. And we said that excludes Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda accepts two walls with a lechi or a korah on each side. So the Gemara then asks on Vav Amud Beis, source Ches, V'amai Karile Gemura, why is it called Gemura, a complete Rosh Hashanah? Mao Desema Ki Pligi Rabban Aled Rabbi Yehuda, Delo Havi, I added in the bracketed words, Mukav Beis Mechitos Rosh Hashanah, Hani Mila Tal Tel, Avalizrov Module. There are two different ramifications, two opposing ramifications of identifying Rosh Hashanah. Right? One ramification is lenient. It allows us to carry within. The other ramification is strict. It says that if you throw something from Rosh Hashanah into it, you're going to be chayav. So I might have thought maybe we only disagree with Rabbi Yehuda as far as the kula, to allow you to carry within the domain. But we would agree with him that it's considered a Rosh Hashanah l'chumra. That's what I might have thought. And therefore, if you throw into it from a Rosh Hashanah, you would be chayav. Kamash malan. So therefore, it says this is Rosh Hashanah gemura. What we're saying is, all of the rules of Rosh Hashanah only pertain if it has these characteristics, the charitz or the wall. And on that, Rashi writes in Source Tes, Kamash malan gemura, kolomar, zohi shenigmaru minyan mechitzos shalah. This is the one that has the complete number of walls. That's how he reads the word Gemura. Sheyesh la mechitzas mikol tzad. It has walls on all sides. Kigon charitz v'chein geder, and so on and so forth. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's case, lo nigmaru mechitzos shalah leminyanan. The walls are not complete. So you see in Rashi the emphasis on walls. This has interesting ramifications in explaining a Rashi and Shabbos dalan amud beis, but we're not going to go there right now. The challenge for this Rashi, if you want to look at the Zilberman article, footnote 2, where he discusses it. What about Rashi Shabbos Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, the case of the Gezuz Jerovs? On Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, I thought I had brought it in here. But I'm seeing now that it's not here, so I guess I skipped it, so I'll just tell it to you outside. Okay. On Shabbos Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, they discuss the case of two Gezuz Jerovs. You have these shells that extend out from the wall. Ledges that extend out from the wall of a building, they extend opposite each other. And Rashi says that they are each Rishus Hayachid because they are 10 tefach high and 4 tefach wide. But they don't have walls, right? It's a ledge. That's all it is. So, how do I understand that, right? So the answer may be that those aren't actually Rishus Hayachid. Those are what we call Chorei Rishus Hayachid. Chorei Rishus Hayachid is what I alluded to before. Extensions of the Rishus Hayachid, like the hole in the wall. Right? So maybe the ledge counts as Chorei Rishus Hayachid as well, which is seen in the Avodas HaKodesh, Beis HaNetivot, or Beit HaNetivot, Gimel Mem Gimel. More on that in a later shiur.
This might be off topic. Would that Rashi from above say to the Gra that it's just good Asik with the Getter, and then when you talk about the Getter being opposite of the Choritz, then it is wall, because I'm saying good Asik.
In other words, the walls of the walls are what are extending upward. Yes, potentially. Yeah, and we'll actually see a little bit like that, not this year, but the next year, when we talk about the question of whether the width of the walls count in measuring 4x4. So that's part of the discussion. So Rashi wants walls. The Meiri says that you need to be set apart from the public area. That's what I care about. And three sources for this. One is Meiri on Shabbos Davav, where he actually says it frankly quite clearly in Source Yud, on that classic brisa of Ezer Rishus Hayachid. So he writes, Ezer Rishus Hayachid, Kol Rishus Shu Amok Asara Barachav Arba, 10 deep, 4 wide, Umishamu Lamala, and it goes up from there. Whether it is a charitz, whether it is a tail, whether it is a geder that you use the top of, Avopi She'ein Sham Mechitzos, even though there ain't no walls. He said, as in his best Provençal. Al bishayin shamachitos, hein bidei adam, hein bidei shamayim. It doesn't matter. The hein shu kakashav shemukaf baba machitos, gavanasar benin dalad adal. It doesn't make a difference. You do not need to have walls. He also says it on Shabbos Kufamad Aleph. Shabbos Kufamad Aleph talks about the tel hamislakeit discussion, the issue of the slope. Right? So over there, we say that it has to go up 10 tefach within a length of 4 amos. Before it gets 4 amos, across, it has to go up 10 tefach. So he writes, it doesn't have to be within 4 amos, it could be within 3 amos, or 2 amos, that's even better, it's a steeper slope. V'koshkin mitoch 3 amos, mitoch 2, shere kol od shu zakuf v'yoser, ein tashmisho noach livnei rishus harabim, a phrase that we've already seen before, right? He says, the steeper it is, the more it is useless for the people who are in rishus harabim, they are not going to be able to use this easily. And that's what we want to do, is to find a space that people can't use easily from Rishus HaRabim. That's what mechitzas have it to be, one way to do that, right? Putting up a wall is a very effective way to make it not Noach Tashmisha, but it's not the only way to do it. And then I brought you a third example, from Sukkah Dalet Amud Beis, where we say that if the Sukkah is higher than 20 Amos, right, and you build a platform within it, this is where I said to you that I was going to go into a very little bit of the difference between the sukkah criteria and ours. So the Gemara there says, if you have a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, and you build a platform within it that is 10 tefach high, bless you, so Abaye says, I'm willing to do good asik with the walls of your platform up to the schach. And Rava says, no, you need... you need mechitzas hanikaros. That's what Rava says. The Meiri asks the question versus Rava. He says, what about Shabbos Kuf Amud Aleph that says that if you throw from a Rishus HaRabim to a tail that is 10 tefach high, you're chayiv because it's Rishus HaYachid. Right? So, Rava, how can you say we need mechitzas hanikaros? What happens with your tail that's 10 tefach high? So his answer is, the tail works because it's a space set apart from the use of the Rabim. He doesn't say, good asik, the walls of the tail. That's not what he does. Rather, he says it's simply that it is set apart from the space used by the rabbin. But he says that will only work for Shabbos. That's the meiri that I brought you here on your sheet. In Source Yud Beis, Avol besukkah lemechitzas anu tzrichin. He says if you're dealing with sukkah, towards the end of it, you're dealing with sukkah, then you need walls. That's a different story. But for Shabbos, it's just Eino Tash Mishal B'nei Rishos HaRabim. It's not going to be used by the people in the public space. So that's the difference between the two. There's more to be said on that front. But taking this back now to the Gezuz Taros of Shabbos Tzadivav, what's the Meiri going to say? He's going to say the ledge is a Rishos HaYachid because it's set apart from the road. I'm very happy. Right? That's easy. Tosfos seems to agree with this view as well. Tosfos in Erevin Tzaditas Amid Alev B'mechitzos. There it is. Okay. Yeah, I have it on here. It's Source Yud Gimel. Talking about the issue of mechitzos she'en hanikaros, so Tosfos writes that if you have two roofs that are side by side, right? Kshabatim mechubarin, when houses are joined, de'en mechitzos habatim nikaros, you can't see the walls at all. On that case of mechitzos she'en hanikaros, and he says v'nira du adinim hagag bolei chutz mechitzos habayis t'chashiv nami mechitzos she'en hanikaros. He says if the roof extends over the walls, we consider the walls to be non-visible mechitzos, and ho'il v'chein kol hagag asur. Therefore, you're not allowed to carry on the roof. But here's the key: ki kol hagag nifratz b'miluo lekarmelis la'osa belita hapoletas l'rishus harabim. Why does he say I'm not allowed to carry on the roof? Because he says the area of the roof that extends past the wall is a karmelis, and therefore the roof itself is a rishus hayachid open into a karmelis. But here's the key: this is what I want to catch. He says the body of the roof itself is a rishus hayachid. If he believed you needed walls, now that he has canceled out the walls, he should call the top a karmelis. The whole thing on the top should be a karmelis. That's what Rashi should say. Tosa seems to be agreeing with the Meiri. I don't need walls because this roof is 10 tefach away from everybody else. Therefore, the roof itself is a rishus hayachid. Then why can't I carry on it? Because it's open to the space that is beyond the walls, and the space beyond the walls is going to be called a karmelis.
You're saying the overhang itself is the karmelis?
Yes.
You have like a 6-inch overhang and you're calling that a karmelis?
That's what it sounds like. Now the question is, what if your overhang is 4x4 tefach in its own right? Then what do you say? But that's what Tosfos writes. That's what Tosfos writes. There's more to say on this case. There's a Marsha, there's Avnei Nezer, Reishayin Beis Vav, there's Agos Mordechai, there's a lot more to say on that. But I just wanted to show you, Tosfos sounds like he's agreeing with the Meiri. The one challenge, and Rabbi Zilber notes this in his fourth footnote, is there's one Meiri that's difficult. There's a Meiri in Shabbos Vav Med Aleph on Kol Elu B'din Karmelis. He says the Karmelis is not a Rishus HaYachid because it has no walls. Which seems to fly in the face of what he has just told us. So Rabbi Zilberman suggests it's Lav Davka. Maybe. The third view, we have Rashi saying you need walls. You have the Meiri saying you have to be set apart from the Rishus HaRabim around you. Ramban says it's enough to have physical separation to make it a Rishus HaYachim like Meiri, but Ola Ad LaRakia requires walls. If you don't have walls, you won't say it goes all the way up to Shamayim. And the basis for this is Shabbos Tzadi Tesamid Beis, Source Yedalad. Bamine Rav Mordechai Me Rava. Mordechai asks Rava. Amr B'Rishus HaRabim Gavoa Hasar V'Rachav Arba. If you have a pillar in Rishus HaRabim, and it is 10 high and 4 wide, V'Zarak V'Nachal Gavav, you throw something and it lands on it, on top, from the Rishus HaRabim to this space, Ma'u, what's the rule? Mi amrinan harei akira b'issa harei anocha b'issaro dilma kevedeh akum p'durka asyalo. Will I look at this and say, you uprooted it from a Rishus HaRabim, it then went over 10 tefach, and therefore it's a makom p'tur, but it landed in a Rishus HaYachid, right? And so you've transported from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and therefore you're chayav. Oh, Dilma Kiva did Makom Patur Kaas Yalav, maybe not, because it went through Makom Patur along the way. So it went from Rabim to Patur, and Patur to Rishus HaYachid, and we're okay with that idea. That's the question that the Gemara asks. So Tosfos challenges this question, and says, I don't understand. We already had a discussion in Shabbos Davav that said that Hotzah from a store to a platya via a sieve is Chayav. Right? So Tosfos gives his own answer to this question. But Ramban says, no. Those are two different things. He says, Venira Li, in Source Tesva, Venira Litarit, I can answer. The Rav Mordechai Pshitale, the Chol, the Asi, Makom Petur, the Makom Chiyuv, the Nach Makom Chiyuv, Uba Avir Shal Chiyuv, Bezorek Chayuv. He says, in the event that something comes from Makom Petur to a Makom Chiyuv, and it then comes to a halt in the Makom Chiyuv, in the airspace, that is airspace of Chiyuv, you're going to be Chayuv. The question here is, it is actually resting in the airspace that is patur. What do you mean? Avir paturhu kamoshpirish rashi zal deinu avir rishus harabin. Vavir rishus hayachad nami lo havi, dechi amrinan rishus hayachad ola ad larakia. Dilma ba'avir chatzer ava ba'amud lo. When we say the airspace goes all the way up to Shemayim, maybe that's only the airspace of an enclosed yard, not the airspace over an amud, because the amud doesn't have walls. And in fact, Rabbi Zilberman shows that the Rashba and the Ritva, members of Ramban school, will say that as well, although not necessarily halacha lemaisa. If you read his footnote 5, they didn't necessarily rule that way lemaisa.
They all quoted originally from Haiko.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that I didn't notice. Okay.
It's and the Miri also quotes it from Rav Haigan. Rejects it in all places except for one.
Interesting.
Where Rav Simcha Zisal in the footnote in his essay in the back points out that in one place the Miri says Rav Haigan's wrong, but not totally wrong. If it doesn't have machitos, it's ole ad asaret fachem, just not larakia. If it has machitos, ole ad larakia.
Interesting.
Which I don't know what to do with it. I can't find exactly where he's talking about. He claims it's on the above, but I'm not sure what he's which line he's pointing to. But he has a whole essay just on the sheet of Rapai. And it's also discussed in the Avnei Nezer, that Avnei Nezer you quoted.
Yeah. Reish Ein Bet. Right. Reish Ein Bet Vav, the Avnei Nezer, has this. I didn't see that, but okay.
And then I think Osh Yomosh, in the footnote in the Ritva and the Rashba, the Mazar Kogit has a list of all the Rishonim who quote the sheet as the Miri in like three places, the Rashba in like two or three places, the Ritva in a few places.
Excellent. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin Dalid says that the whole roof is a karmelis where there are no mechitzas and ikaros. I was trying to find how do we paskin on this and struggling to find a psak. So Shulchan Aruch is saying that the whole roof is a karmelis would seem to be following either Meiri / Tosfos or Ramban. He's certainly not siding with Rashi. So would appear. Actually, wait a minute. No, he says the whole roof is a karmelis. If he's saying the whole roof is a karmelis, he's siding with Rashi, because Rashi was the one who wanted walls. Yeah, he seems to follow Rashi. Sorry, I reversed it. I wonder why I wrote it this way in my notes. There's a lot more discussion about the question of whether the Rishus is Ola L'Rakia, if there are no walls. I gave you a few references there to take a look at. I just, in the interest of time to cover everything, didn't go through it. How enclosed is enclosed? How many walls do we actually want? So, did you guys see this in Hachan also? These?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, the question is, what is the biblical status of an area that just has three walls? Is it Rishus HaYachid, or is it a Makom Patur with obvious ramifications, transporting from one to another? So, there is the view of Rabbi Yehuda that two walls suffice, which we mentioned earlier, and in Erev and Yud Aleph on the base, you saw there's even a discussion showing how Beit Hillel might be read to agree with him. But the mainstream assumption is that that's only like, oh, look, we could do this. But that's not what Beit Hillel believes. It's either we're going to go with three walls, or we're going to go with four walls. That's really the extent of it. So, key passages of Gemara to know. First of all, there are three passages that really seem to be dispositive to say three walls is the rule. The first being Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph, source test Zayin, Chazir Shal Rabim Mavosh Enim Mefulashin, Irvu Mutarin, Lo Irvu Asurin. So, it says that these areas, the Chazir Shal Rabim is the Chazir that has houses off of it, and the Mavosh Enim Mefulash. Mavosh Enim Mefulash means that it has three walls. Right? It doesn't have four walls, because if it had four walls, it wouldn't be a mavui. We would all be looking at it from the outside. So what we're talking about is a three-walled street, and we are defining it as a Rishus HaYachid. Right? It requires an Eruv. That's a separate discussion, but it's a Rishus HaYachid. So that would be, that seems to be fairly clear. The second one that's fairly clear is Erev and Yud Aleph Mud Beis regarding Hechsher Mavui Sasum. Right? The Mishnah said, Hechsher Mavoi, how do I make myself able to carry within a Mavoi? So Beishamei Omrim Lechi V'Kora, Ubeisela Omrim O Lechi O Kora. Right? What do I need at the entrance? Beishamei says Lechi and Kora, Beisela says one or the other. So on that, in the Gemara, Amr of Yehuda, Hachi Ki Omar, Yehuda says, this is what we're saying, Hechsher Mavoi Sasum Ketzad. How do you take care of a three-walled Mavoi? And Beishamei says Lechi and Kora, Beisela says or, Lechi or Kora. Beishamei Omrim Lechi V'Kora. So the Gemara says, does that mean Beis Shammai says you need four walls biblically? To which the Gemara says, not necessarily. You could say three. Right? This is what I referred to just a minute ago with Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's really three, to call it a Rishus HaYachid L'Chumra, to say that if you throw into it from a Rishus HaRabim, you're liable. And four, to permit carrying inside it, Midrabanan. And Beis Hillel says, O Lechi O Kora, Beis Hillel says, three walls de Oraisa? No, maybe he says two. And again, two to be strict, three to be lenient. But the upshot of this is we're not saying Beis Hillel really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, is Beis Hillel requires three walls. And we like Beis Hillel. The third of the three sources that seems to say three walls is Erev and Yud Beis Amud Beis. And that is source Yud Ches. Chatzera Shal Rabim Mavosh Sheinu Mefulashin. Right? These yards that we've already discussed, and the Mavosh Sheinu Mefulash, Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu, Hazarik Mitatazarik, Batochan, Chayav. Right? Much like what we saw in source Hezayin. If you throw into this Mavosh Sheinu Mefulash, you are going to be liable. That means we view it as a Rishus HaYachid. A Mavosh Sheinu Mefulash, as we said, has three walls. So these three passages would seem to close the discussion, right? Three walls are sufficient midah oraisa biblically to render a space a rishus hayachid. The catch is this business of erev insadi dalad amad aleph. The mission of erev insadi dalad amad aleph. That's where the wrench gets thrown into everything. It's source yud tes. Mishnah says chatzer shenifritz al rishus harabim. You have a yard that is opened into, and nifritz suggests not stam opened like a wall got knocked down, right? So the wall is opened into the Rishus Rabbim, into the public domain. Hamachnis mitoch l'Rishus Hayachad and Rishus Hayachad l'Saucha Chayav Devar Abeliezer. He says, if you transport from inside the yard into a Rishus Hayachad, or from the private domain into it, you're going to be Chayav according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'hacham omer mitoch l'Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Rabbim l'Saucha Potter Menei Shikah Karmel. Let's Hacham disagree and say, no, if this wall, if this yard is broken into the Rishus HaRabim, it now becomes a Carmelis. That's his take. This yard is now a Carmelis. So how many walls does this have? This Chatzer Shenifritza?
You're saying that the Parvitz is totally about to that wall, then there's three.
Then there's three walls, right? Assuming, I'm not playing Omer Amurala Parvitz games or anything like that. So I'm assuming Chatzer had four walls. wall entering Rishus HaRabin got knocked down, now Chatzar has three walls, and no one here is calling it a Rishus HaYachid. Right? Rabbi Eliezer is saying it's now part of the Rishus HaRabin. You're Chayav if you transport from this into a Rishus HaYachid. The Chamer is saying it's a Karmelis. No one is calling this a Rishus HaYachid. So it sounds like you need four walls to be Rishus HaYachid. And lest someone say, maybe not. Maybe this chatzer actually has already one opening that goes into a mavoi on one side, and now the opposite wall was the one that fell down. Right. And that's the one that goes into the Rishus HaRabim. Don't say that because of the next line in Soros Yates, the next Mishnah, which says, chatzer shenivritzel Rishus HaRabim mishtei luchoseha. That deals with a chatzer that opens into the Rishus HaRabim from two sides. So it would seem to imply the previous one is that it only opened on one side. No, that's not a proof. I wouldn't call that a proof. Right. You could argue that that's not a proof of this. That's talking about Rishus HaRabim on both sides, as opposed to where it's a mavoi on one side and the other one not. Right? And the other one is Rishus HaRabim. You don't have to take that as proof, but that's the way, in general, it is approached to say, looking at this next Mishnah seems to indicate that this previous Mishnah, in fact, is saying three walls? Is saying that three walls does not make it a Rishus HaYachid. You need four walls. That's a problem. Well, I'll see what Rashi does, but that's a problem. I'm jumping the gun by saying Rashi. But so we have three sources that seem to say that you need three walls. One source that seems to say you need four walls. And then you have two passages for which we ask, I don't know what to do with this case because I don't know how many walls are involved. Right? Shabbos de Zayin Amad Aleph, source Chaf. The Mishnah that listed types of areas that qualify as Karmelis included, as we know, we've already discussed, the word Karmelis. So the Gemara in Zayin Amad Aleph, it's in source Chaf, asks, Ve'a Karmelis, Adu Kulu Nami Lav Karmelis Ninu? I don't understand. Aren't they all the items on the list are Karmelis? Kiyas of Avdimi, Amar Biochanan, so Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Nitzracha Ela Lekeren Zavis Hasmucha L'Rishus HaRabim. He says, we needed to include the corner which is adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, meaning really it's open into the Rishus HaRabim, into the road. The Afal Gav the Zimna Nidachi BeRabim VaAili LeGava, even though people can push from the road and get inside, Kemdo Nichatash Mishteki Karmelis Dami. It's not really so usable, so it is a Karmelis. So what is this Karen Zavis that we're talking about? Clearly it's not four walls. That's obvious because people couldn't push it from the road. So how many walls are there? You could look at it and say, there are two walls. The Rishus HaRabim is this table. My house, my property goes like this, right? And therefore, there are only two walls on it. And if there were three, then the Keren Zavis would actually be Rishus HaYachid. Or I could say, no, I have three walls coming off of here. And the reason it's not a Rishus HaYachid is because I need a fourth. You could read it either way. But that's one problematic source. And then the other problematic source is Erevin Yud Beis Amud Beis. Source Chaf Aleph. By the Mavui She'eno Ra'ui L'Shituf. A Mavui that is not suitable for Shitufei Mavoos, for all of the residents who live off of the yards that come off of this street, to join it together. Right? And consider it one big Rishus HaYachid. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavui She'eno Ra'ui L'Shituf. Rav Yehuda says, if you have a Mavui that is not suitable for Shituf, if you put a lechi at the entrance, then someone who throws into it is going to be chayav, meaning now it'll be a Rishus HaYachid. If you only use a korah, then the person who throws into it is going to be exempt from liability for throwing from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. It's not called a Rishus HaYachid. And we distinguish between lechi and korah. We say lechi can act as a barrier, like a machitza. Korah is only something that notes, hey, here's the entrance. It's a heker, which the Rambam discusses more, and we'll have to talk about more when we deal with Tzuras HaPesach and machitzas and so on. But the point is, the person who throws from a Rishus HaRabim is going to be patur if you put up a korah. Right? If you put up a lechi, he's going to be chayav. You put up a korah, he's going to be patur. That indicates that this is what? A karmelis / makom patur, depending on its dimensions, right? So, how many walls are there here? This mavoi she'eno ra'ui l'shituf, that is a karmelis. Is it a case of three walls, and you're saying that because it doesn't have a fourth wall, therefore it's a karmelis? Does that then teach me that lesson, or is it only two walls? What is a mavoi she'eno ra'ui l'shituf? That's the question. So we have three sources that seem to say that you actually need only three walls. One source that seems to say you need four walls, the case of Nifrat Rishus HaRabim. And then you have two passages that are vague, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim / Keren Tzavis, and Mavli Shenei Roi L'Shituf. Okay. Yeah, if you hadn't seen these Gemaras before, and I realize that this is way too fast to be discussing this, but I'm hopeful that because you did the Achana, this actually is making some sense. So we have Rashi's view on this, we have the Rambam's view, and then we have the view of the Ramach and others. We're not going to get through everything because I have to leave promptly at 11:30, but we'll get as far as we get at any rate, and then we'll follow up with it after Yantif. So Rashi's view is that three walls indeed qualify as a Rishus HaYachid biblically. And he's supported from Shabbos Davav, Erev and Yud Alfam Beis, Erev and Yud Beis, and Beis, all the sources that we said militate for three walls. It's also seen in Rashi in Sukkah Beis Amad Aleph, where he talks about a Mavoi that needs a Heker, where Rashi says that Mavoi is a three-walled Mavoi, and it only needs a Korah rabbinically. So what are you going to do then with Erev and Sadi Dalet Amad Aleph about the Chatzar Shenifrat Zeh L'Rishus HaRabim? So the answer is, look at Tosos. It's printed on Sadi Gimel Amad Beis. I didn't bring it for you on your sheet, but Tosos is printed on the previous Amud. Sadi Gimel Amad Beis says that all the walls collapsed. When it says Chatzar Shenifrat Zeh L'Rishus HaRabim, no walls remain. So the only reason it's a Carmelis then is because the Rabim don't control it. But that's your case, and in that case Rashi can be fine. Now we have erased to the one source that really seemed to think you need four walls. What is he going to do with Shabbos Zayin Amar Aleph with the Keren Zavis? So Rashi describes that as an area that is off of the Rishus HaRabim, but with a house's angled corner blocking entry from one side, so that it's hard for people to enter. So my impression is that that means it's not necessarily three walls. In other words, it could be that that's a two-wall case. If there were three, then he would say, no, this is actually a Rishus HaYachid. It's hard, because I have a hard time visualizing things in general.
That's the picture some of them draw.
Yeah?
It's like...
I mean, like what I showed here.
Right. Meaning there's like... Let me borrow your hands. Right? Right? You have the house in the middle, and then here.
Yeah.
So there's two, like, two parts of a triangle.
Right.
Are the two places.
Yeah.
Karen Zavis.
Right.
We have two places with two walls.
Right. Rashi's only description is that the angled corner blocks entry from one side, which makes it sound like you could enter theoretically from the other side, and therefore
right.
there are two
that's
walls.
That's the big idea, so that you can get in on, right, there's like two, it creates two triangles that you could get into.
Yeah.
Right? Like with the...
Like a W.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So that would be the way you would take care of Keren Zavis on Zayin Amud Aleph. And as far as Erev and Yud Beis Amud Beis with the Mavli Sheina Roi L'Shituf, that's good, because if you look at Rashi there, he actually says it's Mefarsh. It only has two walls. So Rashi's great. He's entirely consistent, which is a relief, because that brings us to the Rambam. The Rambam's view is that three walls are actually a makom patur. Biblically, you require four walls. What motivates the Rambam to say this? So the Magid Mishnah on Yud Zayin Tes explains. He says that that it's because in Yud Beis Amud Beis, about the Mavish and Roy L'Shituf, the Rambam takes that to be a three-walled mavoi. Rashi said it was mefulash. The Rambam says, no, that's a three-walled mavoi. And we say there that if you use a lechi, then one is liable for throwing into it. But only if he has a lechi on it. So three walls didn't make it a Rishus HaYachid. If you put a korah on it, didn't make it into a Rishus HaYachid. So the Magid Mishnah says that's why the Rambam says that three walls are not a Rishus HaYachid. Three walls are in fact a Mekom Patur. Where does the Rambam say this? Well, first of all, in Hilchos Shabbos Yudalet Aleph, he specified that Rishus HaYachid has four walls. So that was pretty good. But also in Yud Zayin Tes, he says, it is source chav base. Mavui shein baruch bo shloshet tefachim eino tzarach lelechi velo kara umutir letalta bekulo. He says if a mavui is not three tefach wide, then it doesn't need lechi kara etc. Then you're fine. You're beneath lavud range. Shekol pachas mishloshay kulavud at three you have lavud. Fine. Mavui shechshiru bekara. If you put a kara on a mavui, ava bishem umutir letalta bekulo ki rishus hayachid. Granted, you're allowed to carry within it. As a Rishus HaYachid, Hazorg mitochel Rishus HaRabim lo Rishus HaMatochel Potter. It's not a full Rishus HaYachid, because if you throw into it from Rishus HaRabim, you're actually going to be Potter. Shakora mishum heker hi asuya, because the point of the Kora is heker. It's there as an identifier. but it doesn't act as a wall. As opposed to if you do a lechi, and so on and so forth, the lechi will count as the mechitza on the fourth wall. So the Rambam says explicitly that your three-walled mavoi is not a full-blown rishus hayachid. That's the idea, as the Magid Mishnah notes there. Finally, he also notes it in Yudzayin Lamed He, Source Chav Gimel, Achsad Rabbi Bika. Right, you have your pavilion in the fields. Mutu Talta Bechula, you're allowed to carry in the whole thing. Bafa Bishi Shalosh Mechitzos V'Tikra. Even though it's three walls plus a roof, no fourth wall. Why am I allowed to carry? Because I employ P'Tikra Yorit V'Sosim. The end of the roof is considered to descend as your fourth wall. But if you throw into it, you're going to be pater, just like a mavoi sasum, a three-walled mavoi that has a korah. Ah, so he says a three-walled mavoi with a korah is going to be a karmelis, is not going to be a rishus harabim, a rishus hayachid. Then why does he allow you to carry it all? Right? Why am I allowed to carry it all? So the Magid Mishnah explains that the Rambam believes that biblically three walls make a place, a makom patur, in which and into which you're allowed to transport, and it becomes a karmelis midrabanan. And that's good enough to then allow you to transport. I should have brought that on the sheet. It's a Magid Mishnah in Yudzayin Aleph. Now, what will the Rambam do with his challenges? What is the Rambam going to do with a mavoi she'ena mafulash as a rishus hayachad on Shabbos, right, from Vav Amid Aleph? Right? We said there, mavoi she'ena mafulash is a rishus hayachad. So maybe he'll say that's where there's a lechi. I don't know. I don't know what the Rambam does with Vav Amid Aleph. In Erev Yud Aleph on the base, the Hechsher Mavoi Sasum, right, where Beis Hillel just requires a lechi or a korah and doesn't require a fourth wall. So the Magid Mishnah notes that the Rambam's addition matches that of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is that the line says that throwing into that space is not chayav from Rishus HaRavim, but throwing into that space is asur. And then as far as Erevin Yud Beis Amud Beis, that one who throws from a Rishus HaRavim into Mavoi She'ena Mefulashin is liable, right? If you throw from Rishus HaRavim into a three-walled, what I think is a three-walled Mavoi, it's an Eino Mefulash, is going to be liable. So how come you're liable? It's not a Rishus HaYachid. You're not four walls. So his answer will be, it's a case of three walls with a Lechi. Not two walls with a Lechi, but three walls with a Lechi. And that will also fit with an addition of Rabbeinu Chananel and so on. I heard a shiur from, I think it was Rabbi Bednarsh, who said that doesn't mean Rabbeinu Chananel agrees with the Rambam, even though their girsos may help each other in this case. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he went through it, you see he doesn't actually hold like the Rambam necessarily. The Rambam has this...
He was saying that Mavo Shein of Roy Lashituf is three walls with a lefty?
No, Mavo Shein, yes.
That's based on the basis to...
No, but his addition, the addition of Rabbeinu Chananel has is that it is a Mavoi HaRoy Lashituf.
Oh.
Yeah, which changes everything. The Ravid has, and I'll close with this, the Ravid has a philosophical objection to the Rambam. It's the Ravid on Yud Zayin Tes. He says, if we say that three walls is a Rishus HaYachid biblically, that makes sense. Because then the requirement of a Korah is a stringency. Right? We're trying to make things more difficult and saying, biblically this worked, rabbinically we want your Heker at the entrance. But if you're telling me that three walls is a Makom Petur, then Korah is a leniency allowing me to treat the space like a Rishus HaYachid, even though it doesn't have a fourth wall. You're doing away with the biblical requirement for a fourth wall in order to render it a Rishus HaYachid. That's the Ravid's philosophical objection to what exactly the Chacham were doing when they enacted this whole Korah thing. It's an interesting thing that really should be discussed, but again, I just don't have time with it. If we hadn't done that to Taras Adarim, I guess we could have fit in Ramach. So what we'll do is, God willing, after Yantif, we'll start, I'll do a quick recap of Rashi and Rambam, and then we'll go into the Ramach as well, and then go into other issues. Okay? Shkayach.